Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers, thanks for joining me again on the Monday Matters podcast. Last episode, I talked about a victim mindset, and a victim mindset meaning people who think the world is happening to them. You're not really in charge of your destiny, that blaming others for where you're at in life, your relationship problems have to do with other people's behaviors. There's not much you can do about things in your life, complaining all of the time about where you're at, how your workplace environment is, the situations within your family, just really having a very negative victim mindset. But I didn't want to end on that podcast as if that's just the way things are. Because in my office, when I hear people talking like that, or even on the floor in my gym, it brings me lots of hope because I do feel like there's always an opportunity for people to become a more empowered, healthier, more positive person. And it doesn't cost a ton of money to start switching the way we think and the way we believe in the world around us and the way we see the world around us. Some of it is just a matter of what are we consuming as far as our content. The people, the thoughts, the social media, how do we interact in this world? And could we do a better job of finding a more positive way to do that? So today's podcast, I'm going to give you five for sure. I may give you more, but I wanted to try to stick to five. Five things that you actually can control. And when you do, you're able to embrace life in a more empowered, positive way, a more growth mindset, willing to look for opportunities to be better than you were yesterday when you figure out that these things that you actually have some control over matter. So the first one I'm going to tell you about, I actually could probably talk for hours just on boundaries and boundary settings. And as I was writing that word down, I thought of a whole podcast I could do just on setting boundaries. But the boundaries you set are basically what you accept as far as how people treat you, how, you know, what kind of drama you participate in, the kinds of responses that you give to people that are fishing for responses. Those boundaries that you set, you actually have control over. Easier said than done. I work on boundaries all the time. I get it. But I love the fact that I get to work on them because I am in control of the way I allow people to treat me and how much I engage with people who are not treating me the way I want to be treated. Those are my boundaries. And when I take control over them and have more to do with how people are treating me, I feel better. I feel like I have more self-worth when I know that I've executed a boundary that I had set, and it makes me feel better. I don't feel like I'm getting walked all over when I stick to those boundaries. And your boundaries are things you are in control over. Learning how to set boundaries, that's a whole other story. But just know, boundaries are something that you definitely are in control of. Number two, that you are in control of is your self-talk. Now, this doesn't always happen supernaturally. I call it the record in our head. And when I'm talking to kids all the time, we often talk about music in here. And I'm like, the record in your head. I don't say record. I'll say the playlist because no one knows what a record is anymore. But the playlist in your head that's on repeat isn't always positive. But that's because you put it there. Or somebody put it there when you were little. That negative playlist that's in your head needs to be switched. You got to switch the track. You got to find a new playlist. So I'll have teenagers in my office. I'm like, okay, tell me your top five songs. And I don't care how ranked they are. I don't care how much swear words are in them and how horrible they sound to an old lady like me. Just let's listen to your top five songs. And on the Apple Music app, you can see the lyrics when you click on the little lyrics. So I'll be reading the lyrics because half the time they're rapping so fast I can't understand what they're saying anyway. But I will read the words and think, wow, if that's what you're listening to on repeat because these are your top five songs, no wonder you're a little messed up in the head. This is not good music to be listening to on repeat as the message for you to be hearing. And so as an adult, maybe your top five songs are not that, but what are the phrases that go through your head? What are the negative things that you are saying to yourself? Like, man, I suck, or I am not good at that. How many people say I'm not very good at that on the daily? How many people hear it at work regularly? The self-talk that goes in your head or that you put there by the music you consume, the social media that you're involved in, the TikToks that you watch, are all of those things positive and, you know, teaching you how to be powerful and empowered and self-assured? And if they are, fantastic. But if they're not, that's something that you have control over. Your self-talk and the record that plays in your head is something you have control over. I read that study. I talked about it in the last podcast, 12,000 grade nine students, and they had them do positivity, sort of growth mindset activity each and every morning. It improved their overall academic performance, blah, blah, blah. But like, imagine if you got up and just did an affirmation to yourself every morning. You just looked in the mirror and said, I'm awesome. I'm going to crush today. I got skills. I got things going on, and I am going to bring it all to my workplace today. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, you are hot and you deserve to have a fantastic day today. You're probably laughing at me. I don't know if you get up in the morning and you look yourself in the mirror and say, man, you are looking fine. But wouldn't it feel better to start your day off if you did? Your self-talk, what goes on between your ears, is what you are in control of. And if there is a lot of negative coming at you, if people are putting you down, if people are saying things to you to be negative, and in those, I know I listen to people who are in very abusive relationships, and the mental and verbal abuse can be so exhausting. And the negative self-talk can just be so easy to come by because it's all that you hear around you. But knowing that that talk that you hear externally and the talk that you put between your ears, your self-talk, can be different. Even if you're not hearing it from the people that should be saying it to you, as long as you're hearing it from yourself, you can be a stronger, more empowered person. So, what are your top five songs? Are they bringing you up? And is there a way for you to switch the track on your playlist of what you think in your head regularly? And if you have kids, check in with them. What are they listening to? And what are they saying in their heads on a regular basis? And can you help to plant some of the affirmations, plant some of the seeds of positivity that they can say to themselves on the regular? Another thing that you have control over that I think makes a huge difference in our mental health is how we treat others. I know how important it is for us to be, you know, doing service work, if that's the right word. I don't think that's the right word, but we need to be sharing our gifts and not necessarily getting paid to share our gifts, but we need to treat others in a way that allows us to feel empowered. When we are doing that, we feel better. It's one of the things I've been working on really hard around here. My next project, I haven't figured it out yet, but somehow I need to create more opportunities for these teenagers in my life to have an opportunity to treat others well. Because it's not necessarily happening like within their school environment. And some of them are not even in school anymore and they're fairly isolated. And without that opportunity to reach out and be kind to other people, it's difficult to be empowered. If you're not doing something that is sort of not philanthropist, but if you're not doing something for just the sake of treating other people well, you're not fully empowered. That's what the definition is to be able to be not just at the mercy of others, but to be involved and giving. The way you treat others is really important and absolutely in your control. So even if you're not being treated well at work, if you are hating how you get treated every day when you're at work, what you do with that is in your control. If you then go and take how you've been treated at work and you are angry and resentful and you bring that home and you treat people at home in a negative way, that's a spot where you could make a change to that negative mindset where I'm a victim and I've been a victim all day long and there's not much I can do about it. And you would feel the same way if people treated you the way they treat me at work. That can be your victim mindset, or you can change that and you can be treated terribly all day at work and still need to go there because you got to have the paycheck right now and you haven't figured out how to do anything different. You can go and be a victim at work all day and then make sure how you treat others is complete opposite. You are in control of how you treat other people. And I promise you, at the end of the day, at the end of your, when you are laying your head down, and even at the end of your life, you are going to be very happy with the fact that you've treated people well more often than not. Those are going to be the things that you are going to cherish. So do them as much as you can. That was number three. Number four is your gratitude. So just like the grade nines had to every day talk about gratitude, talk about positivity, when you are looking for things to be grateful for, even in a work environment that seems incredibly negative and there's not much to be grateful for, there is. There always is something to be grateful for. You have to look for it. And some days it's harder to find than others. And some days you find it right away in the morning and you're like, okay, the rest of the day, it's already a win. I've felt this gratitude. I feel grateful already. And it's 5:30 in the morning. It happens to me a lot when I come here to this space and I'm surrounded by strong, healthy, positive-minded people. I feel awesome when I'm here. And the rest of the day is only going to get better because I started off with gratitude. It's been a practice. I wouldn't say that my gratitude practice was as good as it is now 5 years ago, or definitely not 10 years ago, but man, I feel stronger and more empowered when I recognize how blessed and grateful and look and purposely look to see the positives in my life and what I can be grateful for. So that's number four. I'm in control of that. I'm in control of what I look for as far as gratitude goes. No one else is going to bring me things to be grateful for. It's not their job to be handing them to me on a silver platter. I am supposed to be in charge of my gratitude. I love that. I can be empowered by that. And I work hard to do a really good job of that. Okay, the number five thing that you get to be in charge of are your habits. This is a big one. You are in charge of your habits, whether they're good, positive habits, or negative habits. You're in charge of them. I've got a 12-month subscribe to Thrive habit stacking program for just this reason. I want you to understand just how empowering it is to build habits that are healthy, that help you to move forward. So if you have a bad habit, own it. That's your bad habit. And you did create it. And if you want good habits, then own that. If you want to be somebody who is got a growth mindset, and if you want to be somebody who practices gratitude, if you want to be somebody who works out, if you want to be somebody who eats vegetables before 10, own that shit. Become that person. Develop that habit. You are in charge of your habits. You get to be in control. And the minute you take that power and own it and it becomes yours, then there's no one else to blame, but there's only you to acknowledge for your success. And it makes it a little bit more fun when all of a sudden you realize I am where I am because of the work that I've done, not because I participated in some program, not because I bought myself a coach, not because I, you know, found myself a mentor. Those things might be triggers for you to be flipping that switch that you need to flip to actually start the process. But the process only is maintained. Your habits only become your habits because of the work that you do. And you get to own that and be so proud of it. So what are the habits that you want? What are the habits that will help you to feel better? What are the habits that you know will improve your quality of life, your work life, all of the things? What do you need to change? Your habits are the things that you are in control of. And isn't that exciting? Isn't it fun to know that, okay, I want this. I want this bad enough. I'm going to make it a habit and I'm going to own the success that this habit provides me. You're in control of that. There are so many things that are no longer others' responsibility. Let's just go real quick back to the top. The boundaries that you set, you are in control of those boundaries. The words between your ears, your self-talk and how you talk to yourself and how you pump yourself up every day, that is yours. You control that. The way you treat others, and it really does feel good to treat others well. That's all you. You are in control of that. What you look for to be grateful for and feel blessed about, that's you. You just have to look for it and acknowledge it. Write it down if you keep forgetting. But your gratitude is yours. And your habits, how you eat, how you sleep, how you manage your stress, how you exercise, how you talk to your kids on a regular daily basis, how you acknowledge your husband, whether that's every morning or every night before you go to bed. What are the habits that you have fallen into? And keep the ones that are positive and awesome, and then start making little switches to your bad habits. Own those bad habits and say, okay, that's a bad habit. I want to switch that out for something else. These are the things that you can control. And these things that you're in control of, they foster a positive growth mindset. You will be able to be receptive to change. You'll be able to be receptive to, you know, growth and to positivity and be open-minded when you start being in control of these five things. I strongly encourage, even if you just start with one thing, like your self-talk. Start an affirmation every day. If you Google self-affirmations, daily self-affirmations, they're all going to pop up. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google that. You will be able to find hundreds of daily affirmations that you can say to pump yourself up. Start with one of the things that you maybe thought wasn't in your control. Take that control back, feel strong, feel empowered, and start living your life outside of that victim mentality and into the growth mindset. Have a fantastic day, you guys.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.